Is that?
No, he's ready for you.
Oh,
he wants to call. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Zach. Here we're about to have to share.
Thank you so much.
Here we go.
Okay. I apologize. It's going to have to be a short and sheer because I have to leave earlier than I was expecting to, so we may have to make it up next week with a little bit of a longer sheer. We'll talk now. Last time, we talked about the requirement of Hachana yesterday. We'll talk about a related topic, which is in the same siman, Shulchan Aruch, siman Yud Gimel, of Muberes Chaver and Minekes Chaver. The Gemara posits on Daf Beis and Mem Gimel and Yevamos, parallel figuring Subas Asamich, that there is an isser of a muveres chaveiro, menekes chaveiro, a woman who is either pregnant from another husband or nursing the child of another husband, is not permitted to remarry during the Gemara has a machlokes tanayim, the Gemara in Ksubas dasamich, machlokes remei Rabbi Yehuda, is it for 24 months or 18 months after the woman gives birth to a child, following the birth, during the period that was presumed to be the period of nursing. The Gemara in Yevamos here on Daf Membeis has a back and forth about what the reason for that isser is, but the bottom line is that Lalach, it seems the concern is that a woman may become pregnant from her second husband and her supply of milk is going to dry up, and that's going to be potentially devastating for the health of the child, potentially fatal even if there's no other source of nourishment and there's no father in the picture to support the child. So this is quoted in Nebuchadnezzar Simon Yud Gimel Seif Yud Aleph. Before that, just take a look briefly at the way the Rambam quotes the Halacha Gerishin Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Kaf Hei. The Rambam Gerishin Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Kaf Hei. The Rambam writes, V'chein gazur chachamim shelo yisa adam uberes chaveiro umeinekes chaveiro afa pisha zera yadu lemihu. Here the concern isn't the hafchin vein zara shalrisha and zara shalsheni like hafchana. We know who the father is, but there's a separate zera that you're not allowed to marry a woman who has become pregnant from another husband, another man, or a woman who's nursing the child of another man. Muberes shema yasik havlad v'shas tashmish she'enu makbid al ben chaveiro. The concern by a muberes is that maybe there's going to be tashmish that's going to be detrimental to the unborn child. Because the Mishnah raises here that Gemara seems to reject that b'maskan as being the reason for muberes. And it sounds like we assume that muberes is like menika because she's going to have a baby. And then the nursing supply is going to dry up and she's not going to be able to support the child. Because the Mishnah suggests maybe the Rambam had different gears in the Gemara. Okay, l'menika shemet yisakir achalav who eino makbid l'rathos achalav bidvarim hamu'ilin l'chalav kishay yisakir. The concern is that by meineka chavero that the supply is going to dry up, and that's going to be detrimental to the health of the child. Now we paskin kamuzman hayinika arbav esrim chodesh puts miyom shenolabo miyom shetis arispo 24 months like Rabbi Yehuda against her mayor. So how does it come to Shulchan Aruch? Sif Yud Aleph, Stim and Yud Gimel. Gazer Chachamim Shel Yisa Adam Lo Yikadesh Muberes Chavero Velo Meinekas Chavero Ad Sheyehe Levlad Kav Dalar Chadashim Chutz Miyom Shenola Miyom Shediskash Bo Chodesh Sheibor Ola Meinek Kav Dalar Chodesh. Fine. Bein She Almana Bein She Grusha Bein She Himizana. So Mechaber Paskins, this applies even if the baby was conceived through Znus. We'll get to the Ramah in a little while. Afilu nusna benela meinekes. Even if she's not nursing the baby, she hires another nurse. O gemalasa b'sofka dal chodesh, or she weans the baby off her milk within 24 months, so she's not nursing anymore. Lo tinase, there's still a low plug that the Isser of Meinekes Chaveiro still applies. Okay, Chalkas B'Chokek points out over here in Sivkat and Tess Gazer Chachamim Shelo Yisa Isha. Mashma from the Gemara, the after lo shayach shamatis aver, kagon shusaris afilu hachi aser kama gabi afchana. The Gemara shel su, the Gemara presents the iser menekas kaveiro in the same breath, in the same context as afchana. So just like by afchana, there's a low plug that even asaris, even someone who's incapable of having children, is still not allowed to marry a woman within 92 days of the death or the divorce from her first husband. So to hear, afilu hachi aser kama gabi afchana. Here also, even where there's no chashash that she may become pregnant, still there's a din of meinekas chaveira. The Tzvi Pesach Fran has the tshuva, Hart Tzvi Eben Ezer Simen Mem Vav. He quotes of Shlomo Kluger, Halacha HaShlomo Simen Nun Zayin, with Mechadesh, that since nowadays no one really nurses for 24 months anymore, there's what to be makel about. So even though most argue that this is a davar shebeminyan, tzarich minyan acher la'atiro, there's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, so even if the reason doesn't hold anymore, it's still aser. But as he said in the tshuva he quoted yesterday about Avchana, that when it comes to the Rabbanans, a certain time the low plug may not apply in the same to the same degree. So where is to the benefit of the child for the mother to remarry, maybe there's what to be makel about. To give a make on a low plug. And so he writes in Simen Memches as well. Ramosha Chelik Beis Simen Tes. Ramosha has a future with him, Chelik Beis Eben Ezer, about the din of Menachas Chaveira. Seven Vav through Seven Tes. So he writes, so as far as Shlomo Kluger's Chiddush, then nowadays no one nurses more than 18 months, so you can be able to let her remarry after 18 months, because our 18 is the old 24. So he quotes Raya's that that's not how things work. That if the Gzeira was formulated a certain way, you can't change that formulation. However, he suggests that the original Takana was only that there's an Isra Menekes Chaveira. There are two Gemaras. There's Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Samech, the Gemara in Yevamos and Beis Mem Gimel. The Gemara in Beis Mem Gimel, when it talks about the Gzeira of Menekes Chaveira, doesn't give you a time frame. It just says Menekes Chaveira. It's only the Gemara in Ksuvas that has a machlokas about 24 months or 18 months. So there may be two levels. The Iker Gzeira is about Menekes Chaveira, without mention to time. And then there's another layer of machlokas, how long is the time frame? But that machlokas, how long the time frame, is not necessarily part of the Etzem Hagzera, and maybe that's not a Davar Shebeminyan. So therefore, if we live at a time where no one nurses for more than 18 months typically, so maybe then you could be Mekel after 18 months. So Moshe thinks that under certain circumstances there's what to be makel about, but see if other factors, if a woman stopped nursing after 18 months, there's potentially what to be makel of that. Yeruch HaShulchan is very emphatically against any potential kulas on these matters. Yeruch HaShulchan writes here in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Lamed. Some people wanted to suggest you don't have to wait 24 months anymore. The Hevel Yivsa PM. The Gam Chazal Yodu Shirov Banim Ein Yonkim Shtei Shanim Shleimas. Even Chazal knew not ever nurses for 24 months. Because it's a concern of Sakas Tefashet, because the Chasim Sofer, who was equally forceful about this, that there are no grounds for kulas. So Rechoshesh for the miyut of women that do nurse for a full 24 months. And that was the nature of the Gzeira, because of the potential Pikuach Nefesh context. The Ode, the Iker Atam Be'arnu, the Yardu Chacham Ladas Anoshim, if a woman gets remarried, she's going to put her husband as her number one priority and not be as concerned about the baby anymore. So if you're going to be makel, that once you stop nursing, there's no iser, so then she's going to present herself as having stopped nursing to the detriment of the baby. So he doesn't think there are any grounds to be makel for less than 24 months. Sitz Eliezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Kazayin, Perek Dalid. Chela Gimel, Simen Kazayin, Perek Dalid discusses, is there an Isser of Meuberes Chadeiro, Menekes Chadeiro, by Nisabra Bambati, or the modern equivalent of a baby conceived through IVF. So he quotes the Birka Yosef in the Siman Evan Ezer, who equivocates about this. Maybe you would say that Nisaber Bambati is a Milsa Lo Shliach El Gazber Abanan. So the whole Gzeira of Meinekes Chaveiro was never expressed in the context of Noel et Bambati. Then he quotes Yeshua Yaakov, who writes, "Davar zeh klal gadol l'kam mekamos, d'yesh l'chalek bein heicha she'iser hu milsa lo shliach, u'bein heicha she'heter hu lo shliach." The name of the Hechad of Lad Oladay De Davar, the Loshkiach De Buteres. So what's Loshkiach? Loshkiach here, the mode of conception is Loshkiach. But we're not looking at the mode of conception as what spurs the Xavier. We're looking at the end result. The end result is that the woman is a Meinekas Chaveiro. So that itself isn't Mils Loshkiach. The fact that the conception was through a strange way doesn't impact on the gzeira of Meinekes Chaveiro. And then the Tzitz Eliezer suggests that even the Birka Yosef is only Nistape Beinis Abra Bambati, which is the Milsa de Loshkicha Klal. But nowadays, IVF or other forms of artificial insemination is not a Milsa de Loshkicha at all. It's very common. So maybe even the Birka Yosef would agree, Bipshitas, that the Xer Buberes Chaveiro applies. And he says that that's the case, that you have a married woman, if she becomes impregnated with the Zera of another person, another man, not her husband, so if he's correct, that the Dinah Muberes and Meinekes Chaveiro applies, then this woman who is happily married and for whatever reason her husband isn't able to provide viable Zera, so she becomes pregnant with Zera from someone else, and the Dinah Meinekes Chaveiro applies, Muberes Chaveiro, so then she's going to have to separate from her husband for the 9 months of pregnancy and 24 months afterwards. even if the husband is all on board with this. And maybe that's worse than the husband on the board, because then the din of Menekes Chavero, where it's bemezed with someone else, so he has to give her a get. V'yesh l'ayin. That would be a phenomenal chumrah. Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Dalet Os Gemel, quotes this Birka Yosef. Then he quotes an Avne Miluim. Of course, this is Eliezer. And he quotes the Avne Miluim in Simen Yud Gemel Sivkat and Aleph. The Chazal only asked him, Beberes Chaver, Menekes Chavero, where they were married be'isser. Meaning, she's Muberes Chaver, and now she's not allowed to remarry a second husband. But if she married someone be'heter, and now she becomes pregnant through IVF with someone else's era, so once she's married be'heter, there's no requirement of Prisha. Then the din of Menekes Chaver, Muberes Chavero shouldn't apply. Based, that's his understanding of the Avne Miluim. Because the whole there only was that a woman shouldn't get married while she's in the status of Muberes Chaver. But now that you have to be Porish from your husband, Avne Miluim didn't conceive of such a mitzias, pardon the pun. But if she's happily married and then she becomes impregnated with someone else's era, so that isn't Bechlal Menekes Chaver. Porish Shlomo raises the following. Let's say you're choshesh for the Samba Rebbe's position that if a woman becomes pregnant with the zera of another man, that could create a chashash b'mzeres. So she's choshesh for the Samba Rebbe, and therefore, in order to go through these treatments, she divorces her, gets a get from her husband, so that she can become pregnant with the zera of someone else while she's not an Eishes Ish. And then she intends to remarry the husband. So at that point, maybe it should be us because of Muberes Chavero to remarry the husband until after the pregnancy and after another 24 months. Unless you say there also, V'chi Agavna Lo Gazru Chachamim. Sorry? Lest you say that Chazal never intended that the Gzeira should apply to that kind of a funny situation. So we glossed over a few moments ago the Ramah. The Mechaber wrote Bein Shehi Grusha, Bein Shehi Almana, Bein Shehi Grusha, Bein Shehi Mizana. The din of Muberes Chavero even applies min haznus. So that's a machlokas of Bali Tosos, Tosos Ksuas, Dasam Chavit Beis, Dibur Masa V'Hilchasa. According to well, there are two levels. Number one, the machlokas of Bali Tosos there, whether applies Bechlau to a Grusha. Definitely applies to Almana. What about a Grusha? So the Rash, the Tosafot quote says it does not apply to Grusha, and we pass like Rabbi Natan, the Mechaber here, that it does apply to Grusha. And what about Mizana? So the Mechaber says, Bein Shi Mizana quotes from the Ghost of Mordechai. Another Ma is, V'yesh Ma'akila B'Mizana. Some are Mako, that the din of Beres Chavero doesn't apply to a Mizana. V'yesh L'Hakel B'Mufkeres Aznus. If a woman is the kind of person who is promiscuous, so then we have the right to be mekel to allow her to get married to someone tochi mehanaka, kidei shehe baila mishameres mishamra. That if she's mukeres aznus, so it's in her best interest to be married, because that is going to slow her down, to tame her, and to help her avoid problematic relationships. That's discussed in the later Svarim, what's the Geder of Mufkeres Uznus. The Ravadia has Chelites Evan Ezer Simen Yud Gimel, Chelites Evan Ezer Simen Yud Gimel, Marmer Komos, that even, I'm sorry, Chelites or Chelites Zayin, I don't have it in front of me, some say even if she's Mizana twice, that's enough to be considered Mufkeres Uznus, that we could be Makel on Mubaras Kaveira. So every so often, not so infrequently, in the Bati Dinner Baniyim, they issue a psak regarding these kinds of situations. A woman has a baby within 24 months, wants to get remarried. So they usually tend to be makel b'tzira for a number of factors. I'm just looking at one psak that came out a couple weeks ago from the Beit Din Rabbani in Ashkelon. The story was a woman, a single woman, single mother, had a child. The child now, she's not nursing anymore, the child is now 19 months. She wants to marry, she's become more observant, and now she wants to marry a frum guy. And there are considerations that if she waits another 5 months, he may not wait for her. So there may go for a number of factors to allow this woman to remarry. I'm just looking at the sikum here, that the number one, the original marriage was, the original child was born b'deres nos. So you have the Ramah, who calls Yesh Makil Mimazana, and by Mufkaris Uznus. Number two, they think he'd be Mitzaref, the Shita, the Rash, and the Bali Tosos, that the Dinah Menekes Kaver only applies to Almana Bechlal, even though we don't pass Namay Shechon Aruch. Number three, it's already at 19 months, so you can be Mekel like those who are Mekel after 18 months, like Ramosha. Number four, it's in the best interest of the child, because if the mother has a stable husband, so that's going to be better for the child. Number five, the new husband's committing to support the child, so his support will be taken care of well beyond 24 months. And number five, he quotes, the Osir Poskim quotes, some would discuss that nowadays that we have formula, we have other forms of nutrition, and a baby isn't dependent solely on the nursing mother, so maybe there are more grounds to be makel, at least in the later months of Yimei Hanukkah. And anyway, the woman stopped nursing a long time ago. So there are those who make all there, as we discussed. And to throw into the mix, the chassan hasn't yet been mekayim peruvu, the kosam revavadya. And that's another tzirif lahakel as well. Okay. So any time we do a get, and we know that the woman is within 24 months of their youngest child is less than 24 months, we make a note that the din of Yemei Hanukkah apply, but under certain circumstances there may be grounds to be makel to cut off some of the time at the end, at least according to some of the contemporary poskim. Okay, I apologize, I have to stop here. So we'll try again for Monday and then Tuesday. So Monday we'll talk about what times we can do a wedding, days, dates, calendrical periods, and then we'll begin talking about filling out a ksuba, and that should carry us into Tuesday, Mitzvah Hashem, and that'll be the end of this unit.